This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a few calls on the line, so we're going to get right into it. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Heather's on the Cape in New Orleans.
Heather, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
So we had an apple that grew out of, like, between pavement and under a rock. It was like 20 years old. And last summer, it started to die. And then this spring, it had complete, like, bud death, totally died. We figured it out that it was fire blight. We cut it down. But then we had another small apple that we had got as, like, a pollinator, and it's in a pot. And that now has fire blight. So we're going to pull it out, but we just weren't sure. Do we need to, like, get rid of all the soil that's in that pot too, or how does that work?
So, you know, the thing is, so it's in the plant itself. You know, it's in the branching, et cetera. You're seeing it all over, right? Or you
it's
did
like
see
on
it?
Trunk. It's like black on the trunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the thing is it's it winters over as a bacteria when it's dormant. So it could be. I personally would probably start fresh with new soil. Not that it completely lives in there because it's mostly in the plant itself, right? But I would just be concerned that, you know, any of the spores might be overwintering or stuck in the soil at some points.
Okay.
Plus, for a new tree, you kind of want to give it some new soil, something that's going to be, halfway decent for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what I would look at.
Okay. And then I had another question. So to get rid of the old tree and then this smaller tree, should we burn it or what are you supposed to do?
So I wouldn't burn it. Just sometimes the spores can fly up. What I'd look at doing would be, you know, cutting it into smaller pieces and trying to get it into the trash.
Because
this is the thing, you can't really put it in a compost bin. Or a compost pile,
yeah.
Because it might actually activate it a little bit more because of the warmth, etc. So I would try to cut it up the best you can to get rid of it.
Because
it's not one of those things too that you want to put in like the brown like lawn and leaf bags and give it to the city because then it's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, we're thinking it probably came in from we use the wood chip from the dump because they're free in
yep.
the other areas in the garden, and then we were like, oh, that was stupid.
Well, so it's there. It also could be some, you know, a neighbor having it, right?
Yeah.
So I'd take so before I get into something that might get it, especially in the same area, what I would want you to do is take a look and see if there's any neighbors that have it, right?
Okay.
Because if another neighbor has it, you know, it might head your way again, right?
Okay,
I'd hate for you to spend money on a new tree that could just end up getting it because the neighbor's not doing anything. There's really no, this is the hard part is, there's really no total control over this bacteria. And to be honest, right now in the times when we have lots of rain and then it gets warm, that's when it spreads pretty rapidly.
Okay.
So you might see it in other areas. Just so take a look. So you're not.
Okay.
I'd hate for you to spend all this money on a new tree and then just it happen again.
Oh well, we were gonna skip a new tree in that pot for this season and just put flowers in.
Yep, perfect.
And then like we've got some old pear trees that are probably like, I don't know, they're huge. They must be like 40 years old. And then some smaller pear trees that were in the yard, and none of those seem to have been affected. It was just the apples, so we're grateful for now.
Yeah, no, it definitely, you know, it's something that can just creep up on you, kind of like what it's done. If anything starts to happen, if you see it on any of your plants again, like the early stages, use like a copper fungus.
What are the early stages?
What you'll start to see some of the damage on the branching. I'd take a look at your pear tree because pears can get it. That's where, you know, when you said pear, it kind of just made me think about this. I'd almost spray it as just a preventative or just as something because it's already had in the area. You know, it's best to
put a dormant oil on them.
Okay. So the oil is based on for insects, etc. This I'd be looking for something like a liquid, like a copper fungicide or something along those lines. You want to do it early in the season for next year, right?
Okay.
Because you want to do it when bud break, so when the flowers just start to break, when the leaves start to break, so a couple times. It's not just a first and done, right? So I'd be protective of the pears you have, especially being 40 years old. They should be okay, but it just can go to pear trees as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think we're more concerned about the younger pears that we've got. We've got some, you know, we got the apple and we got the two young pears at the same, but at the same time, because we've got the older pears and they're so tall, we can't reach, can't reach them.
Yeah.
The raccoons are eating them.
So just be as a preventative measure for next year. You know, the first things you're starting to see, I kind of got away from that when you asked that question, I apologize, is that the leaves look scorched. You know, in a certain area, they start to turn brown very quickly. You know, it's basically almost like a overnight time change on a leaf structure. If it goes from being green to brown, then you know some of that fire blight is starting to happen. You might see, like, on the tree, you might see some ooze coming out from the sides, right? You also, and this is a hard year to know because based on the winter, you know, we didn't have a lot of flowers on a lot of plants, but fire blight can kill blossoms early on and the new shoots. So if new shoots on your plant don't look great, like there's an issue, you should look at that as well.
We've got a choke cherry that's got ooze on some of its branches. Is that the fire blight too? Or is that something different? It's like a black, crusty, like, I don't even know.
Yeah, so that seems to me to be more of like it's a water issue that turns into a fungus that turns into that. It's, you said it's a choke cherry?
I I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so the chokecherry can tend to, it's a, I think it's called like verticillium wilt, and that's caused from the tons of moisture, tons of all that. It's
like a solid black, like almost like a dog poop.
Yeah. So it's right off the side of the plant.
It's on the small branches.
Okay. You know, it could be that could have something to do with the previous season, the winter causing some of this damage, because sometimes what happens is it exudes these, it pulls out the sap from the plant itself.
Okay.
So I would say that could be part of it. But it's not pool. Is it pooling? It's not pooling in one spot, right?
It's like black, and it's all the way around the branch, and it's solid.
Okay. Hold
on.
So
multiple branches.
So the branch. Well. That could be a black knot.
Okay.
So it's like a hard substance around the branching.
Yeah.
Okay, that's actually a black knot. That could end up damaging a lot more of your plants. So do me a favor, hang tight on the line here, because that's one that we need to talk a little bit more, and I'm about to hit a break. So hang tight.
Thank you.
For everybody else, we're going to take this break. Phone number is 855-660-4261.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now we're talking with Heather, and we got to the point where we're talking about a choke cherry that seems to have black knot. And basically it's a gall that you tend to see in the fall and winter the easiest because there's no leaves, but you can see it if you're looking at it now, and sometimes it'll actually almost form like early in the spring it'll be like orange and look like it's oozing out of it in an orange color versus the black. So the black knot is something that could end up killing the entire tree, right? So if you have it on one side or it's on the top of the plants, you need to cut those branches out and remove them. Okay. And this would be another one where you just put it into like a black plastic trash bag and get rid of it that way versus putting it in the compost, because it can overwinter on that in the spores and then move on to the rest of your trees. If it's on the lower parts of the branches, that might be one that, you know, is just completely affected. What I would do is if it's just on some of the upper branches, cut that out, spray it with like a fruit tree spray of some sorts. But if it's all over the plant, it might be worth cutting out and getting rid of long term for the rest of the area.
Yeah, no, we cut it out last year when we saw it, because we were like, that looks bad. Don't know what it is. Looks bad. Gotta go. And then we had that crazy drought, and then this spring, it just took off.
Yeah.
On new growth.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's going to keep doing that if you don't get rid of it. And it's one of those things where it could move to other types, like other types of cherries.
We don't.
So it could be bad long term. So it's something to get rid of.
Okay.
All right.
And then I have one more question for
you. Sure.
If you have time. That's just artichokes. I don't know. I drive by a guy's yard, and it's like half his lawn. It's amazing. Do you have any advice to really get him going?
Okay, so you want to grow artichokes in like in the garden?
Yeah. We did it last year, and we got, I don't know, I think like four or five, but the plants didn't really reach their potential.
Yeah, so one of the things for next season, what I'd like to see you do is start the seeds indoors or, you know, late winter, right? Mm-hmm. Get them, this would be a process where you would want to put them in water prior to putting them in soil, let them sit for, you know, soak for a couple days, let them kind of get to what they need to be. And then I would honestly start them indoors early, because they do take some time to completely grow. So if you want to have an abundance of them instead of three or four, starting early,
yeah,
you know, maybe like February is the best time from the seed, and get it ready that way. Because you know, the other thing too is you shouldn't put them out till after the last frost. Obviously, the last frost down on the Cape is probably like May 10th-ish, right?
Okay.
So
yeah, we wait longer than that, but
yeah, no. So it's about right. The last frost is usually up this way where I am. It is like May 20th, May 25th. So it's okay. Definitely something. But these are plants that take 90 days to fully mature before you're going to start getting the fruit or from it. Right.
Yeah, so not a 2-year-old.
Like, go ahead.
Overwintered.
Okay.
We've got like a 2-year-old overwintered one.
Yep.
We're working on it. We're trying to get it bigger.
Yeah, no. So you definitely, you know, that, the multiple seasons into it, it's going to get bigger, obviously, and do more for you. But I think, you know, starting new ones is early indoors, keep them, for a, you know, a second season to third season is always good to keep going on with them. You know, it can take some time to fully develop, but once it does, you'll see them take off for you. Just make sure you have good soil, good compost mixed in, good fertilization. Those are all things that will work well for you.
What would you recommend on the fertilization for those?
Nothing crazy. Maybe like a 505 or a 555, something low. Every few weeks. Maybe you could even use like a liquid form as well. I do have to hit a break, so I apologize.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action kill for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA News update. The leader of one of the most feared mercenary organizations on Earth has reportedly struck a deal to halt a march on Moscow, avoid treason charges, and live in exile in Belarus.
The mercenary soldiers had been advancing toward the Russian capital before its leader reportedly agreed to stand down on Saturday. Retired U.S. Army Major Mike Lyons.
For all that's happened, Vladimir Putin is weaker today than he was when this started. And if that's the only thing Prigozhin wanted to get out of this, even sacrificing himself now as he's been exiled to Belarus, maybe that is going to, have, from his perspective, feel like it's been worth it.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
Canadian officials have begun a formal safety investigation of the Titan submersible. The Polar Prince docked in St. John's, Newfoundland, Saturday with its flags flying at half-mast. Experts believe all 5 passengers likely died instantly due to a catastrophic implosion. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. I do believe we have a number of calls still on the line. Is Heather, are you still with us?
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no worries. We're still in the artichokes here. We want to just make sure that a light fertilizer, like a liquid fertilizer, like a Neptune's Harvest, would be beneficial every couple weeks. It's going to help with root development, help with everything on it. I wouldn't go granular at this point. You could go granular, but it's a slower release, so maybe just going with the liquid Neptune's Harvest would be the best way at this point.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank
all right, you Heather.
Much.
Have a great one.
Great.
All right, we got a couple more calls on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Bourne.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. I have some of a couple of basil plants that I haven't put in the ground or in a big planter yet, but they're getting little holes holes in the leaves. And holding it under a light, I can see, like, little black specks. And then when I touch them, you know, they kind of disappear. But I have insecticidal soap. I have like, a whole thing of bonides, and I wasn't sure which. So I have insecticidal soap, all-season oil, 8, and neem oil. So I was wondering, what do I spray on it? I don't want to kill the plant.
Obviously. So when it comes to something like that, it could be a number of things. It could be aphids. It could be aphids. Yeah. It could be a couple other things. What I would look for you to use is the neem oil.
Oh, excellent, because I have a bunch of that.
Yeah, neem oil would be the best on it. It's organic. It's not going to harm the plant. I think you'll be okay to use that.
Okay. All right, great. I'm going outside now to spray it. Thank
awesome.
You.
Thanks.
Have a great
Bye-bye.
Weekend. Bye.
You too. All right. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Yep. Eileen's in Pituit.
Eileen, welcome to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes. I just have a quick question. I have a very
shady lawn, and I've applied the Magi-Cal in April, as well as late April, as well as the Love Your Soil and Step One to prevent for seeding and preventing weeds. So my lawn is coming in okay. I have a lot of clover, and I'm ready to put down. I did put down another dose of the Magi-Cal and the Love Your Soil, and I'd like to put down another Step Two fertilizer. Or should I go with a 10-10-10 fertilizer?
For the lawn, the Step Two is usually like a weed control with fertilizer in it. You could use that, or you could use just a straight fertilizer. That's, you know, either one would work out well for your lawn.
Well, which would you recommend, the 10-10-10 or the Step Two?
I would not use the 10-10-10 at this point. I would just use like a lawn food on the lawn.
So Step Two would be the one?
Yeah, Step Two is a weed control, usually, depending upon the program that you're using. And if you're using the organic, it's not going to be a weed control. But if you're using the synthetic, it would be a weed control. So if you have weeds in the lawn, it's definitely worth doing. If not, I'd use like a third application, just the straight fertilizer.
Which one would you recommend?
Well, again, so it would depend. If you have weeds in the lawn, then use Step Two. But if you don't have weeds in the lawn, don't try to do something that you don't need, and just go with the lawn food.
Okay. Do you have a recommendation for the lawn food?
You could use the lawn fruit food from Jonathan Green.
Okay.
That would be fine.
Okay. I'm using step one from Scott. I think it's Scott.
Okay.
And I have a lot of those little white flowers in the lawn.
So you have a lot of clover?
Yes.
Okay. So Step Two, then, if you want to get rid of it, Step Two would be the one that you would want to use to get rid of some of that clover. So that would have a fertilizer in it as well. So yes, you could use that, but if it's, again, I was just saying, if it wasn't weed control you were after, you could just fertilize.
And should I double the amount of the Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil?
So clover does tend to have a go to a lower pH in the lawn, so most likely you should double it up on both of those to help it out.
Okay.
So I see no problem with you doing that at this time.
And then I would do that again in 6 weeks as well?
Yes, you could.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. A little bit of time here. We could take a couple calls to help you out. If not, we'll just keep on keeping on as always. Fungus is on the mind right now with a lot of lawns, so something to keep in mind and keep an eye out for. That is definitely worth taking a look at because I think if we don't do anything, or if we don't take care of anything, it can end up being a bigger issue, right? And I just don't want that to happen for you. Going forward. So just something to be thinking about as time permits. Just take a look at fungus control if that's what happens, right? Another thing we can be looking at in our garden right now, just the straight garden, the garden tone is a great way to really up your game in the veggie garden. So no worries with 90 years of organic gardening experience. The Espoma company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is a special blend of organic vegetable four organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients to strong, healthy plants and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding, plus GardenTone contains Biotone, a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help root grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvest. GardenTone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizer are ever added. You can find GardenTone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. GardenTone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So if you haven't fertilized the garden as a whole, GardenTone's the great way to do it. It's definitely worth adding to the garden at this time. And we do have a couple calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Ken's on the Cape.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have white pine and the Cape shrub pine on my property. And I think I might have the broad-necked root borer because on the bark on the outside of the trees, I get this waxy brown reddish drool that comes out of them. And I was wondering if bare tree and shrub would treat that.
Yeah, so if you have the bare tree and shrub already, you could definitely use it. It's not something you can find in Massachusetts at this time at a local garden center just based on the imidacloprid that's in it was actually removed from the market in Massachusetts.
I have a quart of it.
Yeah, so I would use it to help it. It is meant for borers, that type of thing. What I would also look at doing is once that's done, looking at, they do have a new tree and shrub. I believe it's just called shrub. Yeah, I think it's just called shrub, to be honest with you. The active ingredient's acephate. It takes a little bit longer to absorb into the plant, but can work. I'd take a look at, this will start to pop up. A lot of times because of some of the moisture that we're having, all those types of things, because watering can have some effects to it, not like a huge effect to it, but can. Now, have you already seen, you said you've seen the ooze coming out the sides, right?
And these are large trees. They're in around the 40-foot range, but I have seen that. It looks like a melting candle coming out of the sides of the tree.
Yeah. So have you seen any insects around the area at all, or is it just?
No, I haven't, but I know when I've dug in the garden a couple of times, I have come across the grub for the broadleaf or broad-necked root borer. So they're around, and I have lost some decent trees that were probably over 50 feet tall to this same problem.
So here's another thing that I would look at doing is I might call in an arborist that has a plant healthcare option within their company. Now, where in the Cape are you?
I'm in Brewster.
Okay. What I'm worried is it's just moving from plant to plant here. You try to take care of one, then it goes to the other. I'm trying to think of who's down there in that area.
Unfortunately, I have over 100 white pine and Cape pine on this property, all pretty tall, mature trees.
Yeah, it might just be worth talking to somebody down there to see if it's on any of some of the major other plants as well. You could talk with, there's a Hartney Graymont down there that's out of Mashpee. That's a great company to talk with, just to have them come over, take a look at. They're part of the Davy Tree Company, so it's definitely a great company, reputable company. So the reason why I'm saying that is I'm just nervous that it's going to go from tree to tree, and they might be able to do something prior. And a quart of that tree and shrub is not going to do a lot for one tree, especially 40 feet tall, et cetera, because you need to use about an ounce per inch of diameter.
I used to buy it by the gallon for
Willie
Adelger on, again, about 30 tall hemlocks, and it worked great.
So I'm just worried that it's just going to move from tree to tree. So that's why I'm looking to have somebody like that. The other thing is just taking care of the grounds around it. Maybe, just the drought that we had and everything kind of pulled a lot of the nutrients out, which caused the trees to be weaker, which opens up the ability for diseases, pathogens, insects to attack the tree. So that could have something to do with it. But I just don't want it to move on to other trees after, you know, if it takes out this tree or if you control it here, it just moves on. Okay?
All right, I'll take your advice.
All right, Ken, have a great one. We'll be back in a few.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Nathan is in New London.
Nathan, how can we help you today on the Paul Parent Garden Club?
I have a gout weed problem. Probably like 100 yards, not 100 yards, but at least 150 feet to 200 feet square area. That's just thick. It's on the edge of a field.
Okay.
He's spreading. I've never tried to do anything with it. When we cut the field with a brush hog, we always mow it, but it grows back like twice as fast as the grass.
Yeah, it's not the easiest one to get rid of because once it kind of gets established, it kind of just shoots its roots out everywhere. It can just really, it's almost unstoppable. Now, if you cut it with the bush hog and cut it down, at that point might be an area to use like a cleanup type product or a glyphosate type product once you've cut it down and paint the the stem that you leave to try and kill down to the root system.
Okay.
Some people will actually say, cut it down as low as you can, spray it, and then cover it with like a black tarp or some sort of cover because it'll heat up in there and it'll cause it to burn underneath it. It can suffocate the plant from underneath it. So, you look for a thicker like tarp. I wouldn't want to use just like a plastic trash bag or something to put over it. You'd want something a little bit thicker. That's probably your best bet is have a combination of both, right?
And just say again what it was to spray it with.
So you could use Kilzol from Bonide. I'd use the concentrated version and then just basically take a paintbrush, dip it into the concentrate, and paint the fresh cuts that you've made. So that way it gets deeper into the soil. You don't want to use it as a foliar spray because it will take a long time for it to really actually do what you're looking for it to do.
Okay. All righty. Very good.
We'll get Sounds good, though. Nathan.
Almost like the approach my father used to use on poison ivy using tarps.
Yeah, no, that's probably one of the most organic ways to do it secondary. I mean, if you spray with a chemical, it's not really organic, but that tarp aspect really is.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll go to another phone call. Nathan, who's up next?
Pamela's in New Bedford.
Pamela, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
I was wondering what the best way to care for boxwood. What are the primary issues with boxwood and how to resolve them?
So there's not a lot of issues with, you know, a lot of boxwoods. There are some boxwoods that have the psyllid, boxwood psyllid, but it's only on one type of boxwood. I'm trying to think of the name. Do you already have the boxwood at home, or is it?
Yeah, we have two different types, and you know, we had leaf miner on one, and we sprayed with bonide systemic, and I thinned out. they become so dense. I thinned out the middle branches to give it more air.
Yep.
I have another variety of boxwood, but I never wrote down, you know, what variety it was. And it has like a white dandruff when I, you know, rustle the leaves, and we sprayed that with the bonide systemic, but it didn't seem to resolve the issue. And this is just a beautiful boxwood. We've had it for probably 10 years, and I wonder if I should thin that out as well. When I open it up, it's very dense on the inside.
It might not harm it to do that, just to give it a little more airflow to it. I think I think it'd be okay to do that.
Yeah, I know. It's been so beautiful. I was just afraid to, you know, not necessarily trim it from the outside. It's a perfect sphere on its own, but, you know, give it more air by trimming the interior branches.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Pamela. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, that's going to wrap us up for this week. Appreciate everybody's phone calls. Till next week, get out there, plant something, be good to each other. We're all we got. See you next week.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.